All right, hello, welcome to episode 2 of Time on the Mic. I am GT, here with...
Daniel.
And as I said, this is episode 2. Hopefully you listened to episode 1 and you know what's going on here and what we're all about. So today we're going to kind of change things up. We're going to go from just talking about what our goals are and what we want to get out of this, and we're going to go into some topics. So I'm going to hand it over to Daniel, and we're going to talk trades in the sports world.
Let's start off with NHL trades. So we got, I believe this was the start of the deadline. This was the first trade. Ottawa gives away Vladimir Tarasenko.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
they gave him away?
Yeah. Basically for chum. I mean, 2024 fourth round pick and a 2025 third round. Now,
why would they do that?
Stupid.
What'd they get?
That's what they got. They gave away Tarasenko for that.
For what?
For a third and fourth round pick.
Oh, okay.
So pretty chum-like type stuff. And then now, carrying on, we got the huge trade of Edmonton, Tampa Bay, and Anaheim, where Anaheim somehow gets a first round pick from one of these two teams of Tampa or Edmonton, I'm not sure. But Adam Henrik, great forward, always has been. A little rough on the edges there, but goes to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big pickup for them. And we got Nick Seeler signing again to the Flyers. 4-year deal. Also, just random topic. NHL contracts. Have you seen any of them?
No.
They basically sell their soul.
Who does? The players?
Yeah, the players. I mean, they're signing...
So the devil owns the NHL?
Sure. they're signing... Beelzebub. They're signing like 8-year contracts for like $12 million. And I think...
I'd take that all day long.
You would, but think about other sports.
I just have to show up for, what, a couple hours a day for 8 years and make $12 million?
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You're practicing every day. Traveling every day, away from your family.
Well, their season's what, like?
A lot. It's a lot.
7 months?
Yeah, but it's like, it could be games every other day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you're getting paid $12 million.
Yeah, but I could be wrong about this, but I think it's only $12 million through the 8 years.
That's a good difference between my generation and your generation in sports.
Huh.
Because in my
day. Oh, the money paid?
In my day, I used to watch baseball when I was a kid. And those guys.
Well, I believe you're about to say that they did it for the sport. But then again, some players bet on their sport.
Well, but they weren't getting paid millions of dollars.
That's why they bet.
And they weren't in the best shape of the world either.
Yeah.
They were a bunch of drunks and womanizers, and they'd get up, play baseball, and make some money, and they were happy as clams. No shoe deals, no t-shirts.
Clams?
Deals. Yeah. That's an expression for my generation.
Yeah, I heard of it, but...
You never seen a clam smile?
No.
Me either.
To continue with trade talk, big trade here from the Flames to Vegas.
Mm.
Calgary gives away Noah Hanifin. This was talked about for a while, but never done until the trade deadline. Noah Hanifin, obviously a big D-man for the used-to-be Flames, now Vegas. And, you know... Big scorer. Just, I believe he got one of his first hat tricks for the Flames, and they gave him away for another D-man, but nothing really special. Not a special player.
That's my downfall on our fantasy hockey. I've got no defenseman.
I believe you have Noah Hanifin.
Do I?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do I? Let me look.
I think you do. But also, the problem is the condition. Calgary gave them, they got conditional picks, which aren't the greatest, but they got conditional picks of first and third, but Vegas is possibly cut bound, so this could be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cale Makar, first of all, not a part of a trade, but got his first hat trick, which is very surprising. He's a future Hall of Famer.
I don't have, what's his name?
Noah Hanifin.
No.
No? Okay. Well...
If I do, he sucks because all my players suck right now.
you know, And then we got, I believe we're going to get into goalie trades. No, we're not. The next trade, Anthony Duclair. Okay, this guy is great. He was great for San Jose. I believe I watched a game where he got a hat trick or close to it.
Do they still throw hats on the ice one thing?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Even at away games.
I always wondered when they do that, as soon as a guy throws his hat and he goes, fuck, that was my favorite hat.
Getting too into it. But
I just bought that at the concession stand. It cost me $50.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a problem. But I mean, I believe each team donates them. And then the players keep one. Not the players, the player.
Donates the hats they throw?
Yeah. They donated them to like homeless shelters and like
I would think
kids
they would,
in need.
I would think they would burn them. Who the hell would want to wear somebody else's hat?
Well, people with in need of something like sunshade.
I don't think
like
I'd ever need a hat that bad that I'd want to wear it from some complete stranger.
Yeah, you never know. But
why does my head itch?
Anthony Duclair, okay. Very good for the Sharks. The Sharks are poop. Absolutely terrible. You know, Jack Thompson, good. They got a good trade out of it.
I know Jack Thompson.
You do? Yeah. Okay, they got a good player out of it.
I think I went to school with him.
No way.
No?
No. I don't believe so.
Maybe it was his brother.
But they got a great player out of him. So it was a good even trade. Tampa gets a seventh as well. San Jose gets a third. They need more picks. I mean, they are absolutely terrible. I want to say they're bottom of the league, but they probably are not. They might be second to bottom. But then we get into a major trade.
Major trade?
Yes, absolutely. Pittsburgh trades away Jake Guentzel. Now, Jake Guentzel is one of their top guys. I want to say top three.
This sounds kind of shifty.
What does?
Like there's something going on.
I don't know.
Somebody's doing some...
Because now there are rumors, because Guentzel is gone, that Sidney Crosby wants to leave. That's rumors, though.
Hmm.
But...
Say it isn't so.
Pittsburgh received basically everything. But the only problem is their first and fifth round pick, Carolina has to make it to the cup, otherwise they don't get it. Which is crazy to me. But, yeah. But they received... How many forwards is that? Four forwards for trading away a top guy and one D-man.
So why do you think the team would do that? I mean, when you say it doesn't make any sense, do you try in your head, try to figure out why, what the team's thinking?
I don't really know.
There must be a reason, right?
I don't know if there is. It might be because of his contract size. And he's
it always boils down to money.
Yeah.
Either that or he was messing around with somebody's wife or something.
Perry, but yeah.
Perry's wife?
No, but that's a little lore of the hockey universe. But Tyler Toffoli, okay? New Jersey Devil. Now not.
I like the Devils.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to Winnipeg. One of their top scorers is going to Winnipeg.
Damn it.
And that's a very good team. And he's just going to be adding.
Who's the
to
best
it.
Team right now?
I might be Winnipeg. I could be absolutely
they have the best
wrong.
Record?
I think so. But Toffoli, great scoring option. Absolutely great scoring option. And he loves to tape on tape job. He can pass it great. And, you know, absolute great score for them. And then we get to goalie trades. We, you know, third round pick, conditional, by the way. I don't know their terms in that. It could be if the New Jersey gets to the cup, which is a problem. Because that means they just gave away Jake Allen.
Oh, my God.
But New Jersey's got a problem with goaltenders. Obviously, the Canadians have a problem with goaltenders because they blow. And then we get to another goalie trade. With the Devils. They get Kapo from San Jose, which isn't even their starter, by the way. And, you know, bad team goalie trade doesn't really seem that great in a thought, but maybe it will. They give away their best goalie to the San Jose. And they give away Vanecek and a seventh round pick. So basically, San Jose is winning every trade right now. They're giving away good players, but getting good players.
Hmm.
And, you know, I believe that might be the end of the trade talks for the NHL. It almost sounds like
conspiratorial.
What is?
All these shifty trades.
You know, I don't know. What's so shifty about it?
Well, you're by the tone of your voice and what you're saying, you make it sound like, what's going on here? Why would you?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that all these good players are leaving, but it's not like franchise guys.
Are they older guys? Like
not necessarily. They're more middle of the road.
What's the average age life of a hockey player? It's got to be fairly young.
Young?
I mean, you can't play hockey when you're like in your 40s.
No, it's not like football, but also speaking of the Toffoli trade, I think he's about to play for, I think he only needs one more team to play for to be a part of every Canadian team.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, if that's what he wants, good for him. But it's a cool graphic to look at if you look at it on a stat sheet. But yeah.
Hmm. So you and your dad are deck hockey players.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with deck hockey, what it is, it's basically hockey without the ice, skates, and a puck. So what's that?
That's the graphic I was talking about.
Oh, okay. So deck hockey is you play with a ball. It's just like hockey.
There can also be roller hockey, but yeah.
Oh, they do rollerblades?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Well, you tell. You're more familiar with
okay, so deck hockey is, you know, a smaller rink. It's more like... blue line to the goal. If you're looking at a rink itself, that's the size. And you could have roller and you could have shoes. And we play shoes. And it's played with a ball. It's, you know, whatever stick. But the league I'm in,
Here's a bit of trivia for you.
What?
Did you know why the balls are different colors?
Yeah, for the temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thought I had you on that one.
I mean, I've been playing for, you know, 8.5 years. I'd hope I know, but...
Okay, fine.
They're making good money out of it because they're making us use specific sticks,
They're screwing us. Yeah. Big time.
I mean, there's nothing else around, so you got to do it. Otherwise, you just don't play.
I mean, why don't they just come out and say...
Allow goalies to wear.
If you want to play here, you got to buy everything from us.
Yeah, well, but they allow goalies to use actual ice sticks, which that completely blows out the idea that you need to buy their stick because it's not wood.
Oh, it's plastic.
Yeah, it's like a carbon fiber. Yeah. But yeah, that's what me and my dad do. I've been playing for 8.5 years. He just played his rookie season. I think he had, I want to say, 4 goals and like 5 assists or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. So you're playing on...
I'm playing for sure on 2 teams right now.
You're playing on the TESD team?
Yeah, the Ants and the Peacocks.
So... Daniel's playing. So locally we have a guy who runs a comic shop, and this is kind of how I was introduced to podcasts. One of my favorite podcast is Tell 'Em Steve Dave. If you haven't listened to it, give it a listen. It's hilarious. Long story short, so our local comic book guy actually met Walt from Tell 'Em Steve Dave, and Walt did some artwork for him for a t-shirt. From what he's told me, they conversate quite frequently.
And became best friends, kind of type of thing.
I don't know about best friends.
Well, that's kind of what he wants. But.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But anyway, so...
He gives them stuff for free.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
So this year he named, the local guy named Daniel's hockey team, TESD Town Ants.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what the ants part is. You might know.
Well, Tell 'Em Steve Dave, people who, like me, who like the show and follow the show are called ants.
Oh, okay.
So it came about as something in one of the episodes. They started talking about ants and anthills. And I don't remember how it all came about. But so they started calling their fan base ants. So that's where that comes from. So anyway.
I guess that's better than army. But... different ways of doing
it. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good show, so you should listen to it. And if any of those guys are listening to this and want to send me free stuff, just send me an email.
We're willing.
No. It's a good show, though. It's worth a listen. Okay, so is that it for trades?
Yeah, for NHL trades, at least.
Okay.
For the NFL, let me pull these up. Now, it's not the trade deadline. The draft is about to happen. But not necessarily trades, but Chris Jones, a major...
We're talking football now,
yes,
right?
Now we're talking NFL. Chris Jones, a major part of the Kansas City reigning back-to-back champions defense, re-signed for 4 years. Okay? He was a major part of their win. He had a lot of sacks in that game. I think it was three. Mac Jones getting traded to the Jaguars. Now, Mac Jones had a sensational rookie year. Okay? He plays for the Patriots, but they suck. And now he sucked his second year.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know why they want that, because they have Ty Law. And Ty Law is a Pro Bowler. Now, I don't know why they care to trade for a washed-up non-rookie quarterback, but hey, good for them, I guess. And then we get to another trade. The Browns get one of my favorite wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy?
Yes, that's his name. I hope you know.
Jeudy. You know what that is?
No.
Cary Grant?
No clue.
You know who Cary Grant is? Uh-uh. Holy crap. See, this is why we need to do this.
Yeah.
So he was an actor. You remember the Andy Griffith Show?
No.
No?
No.
You don't remember Goober from Andy Griffith, the guy that ran a gas station?
Oh, okay.
He said, "Hey, Andy, you want to listen to my Cary Grant impression?" He goes, "Okay." He goes, "Judy, Judy, Judy."
Actually, I think I've heard that. I think I've seen that.
Oh, I'm old.
But Jerry Jeudy, okay. Okay, first of all, if you want to make fun of that name, there is a player coming into the draft named Kool-Aid. His first name is Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
I hope you know. He's a sensational cornerback, by the way.
That's his legal name?
Yes, Kool-Aid. And he's a great cornerback.
I remember when the XFL first started.
He plays for Alabama, by the way. But continue.
Remember when I don't think
you... I do not remember when the XFL started.
Well, anyway, so it was run by Vince McMahon.
Yes, it was.
So... And they would let their players put whatever they wanted on their back of their shirts.
For really? Names.
Yeah. And this one guy, I don't remember what his name was, but the name on his back of the shirt was, "He hates me."
I think, I might be wrong with this, but I think The Rock played in the XFL. Or it was one of the... No, he played in the NFL for sure.
He did?
Yeah, he did. He played for, well, in college he played for Miami.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that might be wrong. I might be thinking of a different wrestler. But Roman Reigns, I want to say.
Yeah, Rod Smart. He on the back, "He Hate Me" was his name on the back of his shirt.
I want to say
Roman. He played for Las Vegas Outlaws.
Huh. Roman Reigns, I believe, played in the XFL. I believe.
I know who that is.
Or Jason Momoa. It's either or. I mean, it's part of the bloodline type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let's get back to Jerry Jeudy, because you want to...
Jeudy.
They give away a top-tier wide receiver talent to the Browns. This is the Broncos to the Browns, okay? Jerry Jeudy, top-tier talent. Can be top 10.
He's a rookie?
No.
Okay.
I think he might be in his third year now. They give him away for nothing again. It is for a fifth and sixth round pick. Just two. And it's a fifth and sixth round. Now, that's basically nothing.
Mm.
He
probably wanted to leave because people were making fun of his name.
More like he wants to leave because their team is mediocre.
Cleveland? I thought they did good this year.
No, not Cleveland. He played for the Broncos.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's
somebody's
the O
not
part.
Listening.
There's the O part. But, yeah, I mean, he's a top-tier talent. Also, breaking news today.
Breaking news.
Of 3 hours ago, Fletcher Cox.
You're making this shit
nope,
up.
No, I'm not. He should be a Hall of Fame inductee, by the way.
A what?
A Hall of Fame inductee.
Oh, I thought you said Duck D. I was like, what the hell's a Duck D?
He retired.
Especially with a name like Cox.
He retired.
He retired?
After 12 seasons, correct. And he was a Pro Bowler for most.
How old is he?
Oh, he's pretty old.
What does he play? What position?
A D-line, D-tackle.
Mm. Well, he's banged up then.
Whoa. 6 minutes ago, Kevin Byard gets signed to the Bears.
What? The Bears?
The Bears. For $15 million for a 2-year deal.
50?
15.
Oh.
No, that would be crazy money. Also, speaking of the draft, Xavier Worthy.
I saw that. Who was that guy? Is that that guy that did the
40-yard dash?
Yeah, in like 2 seconds?
No, not 2 seconds. But
that dude's fast.
Yeah, he break the record for 40-yard dash time, 4.21. Now,
damn,
he beat the other guy by 1.1 second.
Where'd he grow up?
I don't know. Also, I guess he plays for Texas. I don't really watch college, but also people are.
So, am I wrong with the perception of the NFL players these days? Is there a bunch of gangbangers and thugs and?
You're not necessarily wrong, as of recent news, because, you know, there's multiple players that have been caught with being related to gang activities and threatening people with, like, literally military-grade guns. So.
Wow.
But, I mean, most of it's fine. Most of the league's fine. It's just certain players, and it's not really their top tier guys. It's more of their like second, third string guys.
That's how old I am.
Cocky.
I got to see Gale Sayers play in a game.
Who?
Oh, come on. You don't know who Gale Sayers is?
I don't believe so.
For the Bears?
The Bears.
Gale Sayers?
I don't believe so. I know the last name, but I don't know the first.
I actually got to see him playing, not live, but on TV.
Oh. Have you ever been to an NFL game?
Nope.
No? You've been to spring training. Have you actually been to a game of
spring
MLB?
Spring training baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you actually been to a game of MLB, though?
Yeah. We went to, when your dad was a teenager, we went to a Cubs game. We saw Sammy Sosa hit a home run when he was, that year he was going for the record.
Yeah? That's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else?
The thing I remember most about that day, that trip, we had to pay $30 to park at a KFC.
Really?
They actually closed the KFC and turned it into a parking lot.
Guess it's a big event.
Jesus, it's like $30?
I mean, I really think that
I want some chicken
Sports
too.
Arena should have, you know, more parking spaces available. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's a ripoff like everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you paid
hundreds of dollars to...
You buy a ticket now to go to a show, and it's like almost $100 a person. At least they could do is give you a free parking spot.
Yeah. Especially if you get VIP.
Well, then you go in, and it's like, you know, $100 for a glass of Coke or, you know...
$100?
Well, it might as well be.
I think it's 12.
Well, I mean...
At most events, I think.
You can go buy a six-pack of... It's like seven times that amount for like... $4.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
It's on sale.
Yeah.
If you have a coupon. And you get senior discounts.
Senior discounts. That's what we're going to.
Sure, why not?
Most of the other stuff is agreed to terms things. Teams releasing major players like Seahawks releasing Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. And
so what happens when you get released? You just go home with your tail between
your
legs?
No, you wear a free agent. So you can go to any team.
Oh.
So that's a major problem.
So you have to sell yourself.
Yeah, your manager basically has to sell you.
You have to pimp yourself out.
The Bills releasing major parts of their defense, and they're a potential playoff team.
So that's quarterback for the Chiefs, this Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
So he's been playing how long?
I don't actually know.
It's only been like, what? 3 or 4 years?
No, it's been a lot more because he used to be on the bench behind Alex Smith.
But I heard the other day after they won the Super Bowl that he's now better than Tom Brady. It's like, come on.
No.
Tom Brady played
forever. I just can't think that way.
I mean, just because a guy wins two Super Bowls doesn't make him the greatest of all time.
I think he's got three.
Three? Whatever.
But the one thing is that Tom's got above him is he won a Super Bowl against him. Tom has won Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
He's got like seven rings, right?
Yeah.
Seven or eight?
Yeah. So, I mean, but people are just pulling numbers, but like the league was different. And the domination of fourth quarter is crazy by Tom. And you just can't beat it. The absolute, you know, record-wise, the Chiefs hasn't gone undefeated. Anything. And people make the arguing of he has a defense behind him. Mm-hmm. Sure, but that's any great team.
Well, the best quarterback of all time, of course, was Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The Steelers dominated in the 70s.
Yeah. The 70s, Schmanninies.
Zach, I mean, when you got guys on your team called Mean Joe Green and...
Yeah. Is that even his real name?
It's not?
I don't believe so.
His name was Joe Green.
Yeah.
They had some cool nicknames back then, like Too Tall Jones and I'm Gonna Mess You Up Smith.
The Commanders signed Zach Ertz now.
You mean the Redskins?
Now he signed a 1 year deal for $5 million. Now he's like pretty old, but he's a good,
season in the NFL
guy.
Is 16 games?
No, 18 or 17, whichever one.
Whatever, but he gets paid how much?
$5 million for that year.
To play less than 20 games.
He could have bonuses as well. He could literally play, not even play, and he'll get $5 million. And he could have bonuses for catches and stuff like that.
Where do you sign up for that? Am I too old for that?
No, I mean, if you are dominant on the O-line wide receiver, go for it.
If somebody was paying me $5 million, I'd sure give it a try.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to be a kicker. I was a kicker and a guard.
Yeah. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get into... Now we want to get into the UFC, yeah?
UFC. Sure. What about it?
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sugar Sean?
Yeah.
That's what they call him?
Yes.
Is this the guy you showed me a picture of and he looks like a clown?
So that's what I kind of wanted to talk about. What is your thought?
No offense, Sean. Don't come into my house and beat me up.
What is your thought of his...
Is that his real hair?
Yeah. It gets dyed.
Oh, my God.
He puts it in cornrows when fighting.
Why does he do that?
It's like a show business type deal. But what is your thought?
About what?
On his appearance. And
I think he looks like a clown.
But do you think he could beat you up?
Oh, no
off of
doubt.
His appearance?
How old is he?
I don't know, actually. But do you think he could beat you up off of his appearance?
You mean he looks at me and I just like crumble like a house of cards?
No, like if you were in a fight with him and you didn't know he's a UFC fighter.
Oh, I'd mess him up.
Yeah? And you were just telling him not to come over here.
Ah, well, you know, men got one weakness.
Okay, so the 299 UFC, they're the main
plus
card.
Plus, I have a gun.
The main card.
You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I mean, he's got guns in his hands, but... Vera. Okay. Is his opponent.
Vera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marlon Vera versus Sean O'Malley. Okay. Rematch number two.
Ooh.
Because the other one, Sean O'Malley, says that in other...
Is he
most
Irish?
People, no. He's American.
Well, O'Malley's an Irish name. Sean O'Malley? That's not Irish?
He's American.
Hmm.
But Vera and Sean O'Malley already fought.
When?
2020.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, O'Malley lost to him, but only by disqualification because of him literally getting hurt of his leg. And it was a leg kick.
Well, I was going to ask you, disqualified for what, showing his clown hair?
No. So basically, his leg just went dead.
He's going to come here and kill me.
His leg went dead.
His leg went dead?
Yeah. Like, he couldn't walk because of his leg went dead. He describes it as his toe hitting some type of nerve in his leg, and it shut down his whole leg.
That sounds like an excuse.
Well, not really when he just beat the crap out of him. O'Malley won in the fifth round by decision. Toe? No, he kicked him with his toe and hit a nerve.
Oh, the toe kick.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that.
He beat the crap out of him. Let's just say that.
Who beat the crap out of who?
O'Malley beat the crap out of Vera.
Okay.
And
then his leg went dead.
I don't have the actual, like, you know, the fighting numbers, but it was, I think it was 300 some plus throws to by O'Malley to Vera in 30% hit. So like 200 hit. Vera, on the other hand, maybe hit 100. And O'Malley hit him with a nasty knee that's all over the internet.
Mm.
And he somehow just kept going.
Hmm.
I mean, the sound by the announcers describe it as a metal bat hitting a watermelon. And imagine a knee going to your chin, and that's what it sounds like.
Mm.
Now, they both got bloody, blah, blah, blah. O'Malley wins by decision in the fifth round.
That's what sells tickets, though.
Yeah, and that's what he wants. He, after the fight, he said that he wants to go up in a division and fight, and just he's like a man of the people.
Hmm.
I love seeing him fight. He's an exciting fighter. He's a great. He has great foot. He has great stances, great fighting technique. He's always moving, at least.
So what's his martial arts of choice?
Let's actually look. It's not southpaw.
No, I mean, is he like a?
He's a bantamweight, if that's what you're asking.
No. His technique, like what? Because there's so many different types.
Mixed martial arts.
But I mean, what? Like, there's that, like kung fu and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
and
it's martial arts. It's multiple martial arts mixed.
Oh, so he, okay.
But
so these guys have to be like black belts, or they could just?
No, they can just fight. He actually was a part of Dana White's contender series. And won his fight, and the people loved him. So he signed him to a UFC contract, and he has not lost, technically, according to him and most people, he has not lost. He's one of the greatest fighters right now and wants to be the greatest of all time, is what his words is.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he's an exciting fighter, and I hope to see more.
So what's this I hear about Mike Tyson going to fight? What's his
Jake
name?
Jake Paul! Oh, also, Jake Paul is fighting in the Olympics. And he also just won his fight.
In the Olympics?
Against Borland.
Boxing?
Yeah.
I thought he was a UFC guy.
No.
He's a boxer.
Yeah, he's okay. A boxer.
So you think Tyson's going to...
No.
No?
No, Tyson is going to get tired. If you saw his other fight...
Yeah, have you seen a Mike Tyson? He doesn't.
That doesn't matter.
He doesn't have to get tired. He puts people out like in 5 seconds.
That doesn't matter. Have you seen his last fight?
No.
He refought recently. Not that recent, like 2020, he refought another legend and they got tired in the second round. Now, if Jake just moves for 3 rounds, he should be able to just absolutely check him.
I don't know, man.
I believe so. I think Mike really, I think he...
Come here, you skinny little shit.
You got to get a stutter in there, but I think you got to...
Look at my face. I'm going to fuck you up.
I think actually Jake might have got his tattoo on his face. I think so. It could be fake, but that's what it looks like as of right now. So, yeah. But.
So he's, I read somewhere where he's got some drink out now that's being promoted by the WWE.
Who?
Jake Paul. Is that his name?
No, it's not Jake Paul. It's Logan Paul. Oh. Logan Paul, his drink Prime.
What's the difference?
What I got here is... What I got here is Prime, and it's 25 calories. Here you go. That's the blue raspberry. It's very good. Prime's very good.
Oh, so we're sponsored by Prime?
No, but I mean, they don't need any more shout outs. They have one of the few of the biggest sponsors, like social media guys behind it.
What's in this?
Read about it. It's 10% coconut water. And
look at all the chemicals in here.
It's very healthy for you, though.
I don't know about that.
But
my theory is if you can't pronounce what's in it, it's probably not good for you.
But, you know.
Contains tree nuts.
Yeah, like coconuts.
Did you know if you read the label on Country Time Lemonade, one of the ingredients is balsa wood?
I don't know what that is.
It's wood.
Oh, well, it tastes great. So it doesn't really matter. I don't think so. But yeah, they have KSI as a partner and Logan Paul.
Yeah, but look, what's trimagnesium citrate?
I don't know. I just drink the thing.
Sucralose, L-isoleucine.
Nobody sued them yet, so it's,
L-leucine, L-valine, D-alpha.
Yeah.
Tocopherol acetate.
Okay, so Logan Paul is his brother.
You drink this?
Logan Paul, yes.
Drink a lot of that?
Logan Paul is his brother, okay?
He's a WWE
fighter. Long enough. Okay, so he's a WWE fighter.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What now? Logan Paul's a what?
WWE fighter.
He's a wrestler.
Yes.
Since when?
Since a while.
Man, I'm going to get out more.
Also, I mean, he's the American, he currently holds an American title.
Mm.
So, but anyway, him and KSI are sponsored. They just had an event where KSI just got RKO'd by Randy Orton. That's a big thing. And they put, their drink is the sponsor of WWE. They're also the sponsor of the Leafs as well.
The Leafs?
Yeah, the NHL team with Austin Matthews. They have some soccer players because KSI is from London, and it's a major sport. Why? Tag team? What do you want to?
I'm looking. I got a story about wrestling.
Okay, but yeah, they're major. They're very big in the sports world. They also, their drink is the number one drink in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their fighters have to drink.
Yeah, these guys. So, okay.
Oh,
go ahead, finish your story.
Your unicorn horn story.
Did I ever tell you this?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of wrestling, so. I used to work at a local entertainment venue as an usher part-time, and we worked a WWE event. And I loved working those events because you see grown-ass men walking around with them fake belts and crap, and they're like, hey,
yeah, they're not necessarily fake.
Well, but they're like, hey, look at me, man.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. So I start seeing these guys, well, all kinds of people walking around with these horn things on their sticking out of their foreheads.
By the way, I've never seen this, by the way.
Oh, no?
No.
You don't know who this is?
No. I thought it was the Bootios guys. But looking at that. Oh, it is. It is. It's the literally right there, Bootios.
Well, that's not their name. Anyway, so we got to keep in mind people can't see what we're doing.
I know, but that's so anyway, it's the Bootios guys.
So I start seeing these all the fans, a lot of these fans walking around with these things sticking out of their foreheads. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And it lights up and flashes. And so I said to Reggie, the guy I was working with, I said, Reggie. He goes, what? I go, hey, man, what the hell is sticking out of that guy's head? He goes, I don't know. I said, it looks like a dick.
Ridiculous.
Well, you weren't there. So anyway, he starts laughing. And I'm like, what is that? He goes, I have no idea. So anyway, so these guys come out, three guys. It's the tag team was called New Day.
Yep.
And they're wearing these horns.
Now, I haven't really watched WWE recently.
But this isn't recent.
I'll go to the live events. I know this isn't recent because it's literally the Bootios guys.
So anyway, they get into the ring and they start trashing, you know, you guys suck, you're a bunch of hillbillies, you know, all that bullshit. And so I go to Reggie, I go, that's pretty tough talk for a guy with a dick in his head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know the persona of the unicorn thing.
It looked ridiculous. I wanted to grab everybody I saw wearing one and then hold up a mirror to them and say, this is what you look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the future of the WWE looks?
The future. I know it's fake as hell because when I worked an event one time, I remember it was some title match. I don't even know who it was.
Was it John and Randy?
No, it was this guy I had never heard of. The guy was huge. Anyway, so of course working there, I was able to go on the floor while they were doing their thing. And
I've heard the story, but
they're totally like practicing this guy's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is talking to him like, okay, so this is going to happen, and then you're going to do this, and here's what you're going to say. And he's like, roar, you know, and he starts talking.
Is this like in backstage or in the
ring? No, it's in the arena, but there's nobody in there.
In the ring?
Yeah, we hadn't let people in yet. And I'm like, well, I mean, I always thought it was fake, but it was like, well, this just seals the deal right here. So anyway, so when the match comes up, I mean, they...
Word for word what they
did. I mean, it was like so choreographed. They were doing it just like they practiced.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy did his speech.
I mean, they're showmen.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Women. But I wouldn't want to piss one of them off.
No. I mean...
they could seriously mess somebody up. But
yeah.
Yeah, but...
They don't pay their wrestlers good, by the way.
Well, the top guys.
Yeah. Yeah, only that.
I watched that document or...
Behind the Ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that... They had I think it was that show where they had an episode. It wasn't WWE. It was the ones where
AEW.
Where they like smash fluorescent tubes and they have tacks. And
that's also underground wrestling, but yeah.
Holy crap, man. Why would somebody do that? That is insane.
They did it recently as well.
Who did?
AEW.
AEW?
Some guy literally had glass shards in his back while talking to the fans saying how he doesn't know if he's ever going to come back because he's going to be climbing Mount Everest.
Literally?
Yeah, literally.
With glass in his back?
No, like, he was, like, just talking to the fans in general, like, this is me. He was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to come back because I want to climb Mount Everest. This is my personal goal that I want to do, and because I was so fortunate of being here that
he wants to do that. So he's going to climb Mount Everest and stay up there? What do you mean he's not coming back?
Well, most people don't really survive.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So.
Hmm. So why'd you ask me the future? What's going on with WWE?
It's McMahon and he all got, their stuff, and
he got he left, right?
Or yeah. Gave
it up. Who's running it now?
I could be wrong with this, but I want to say Triple H.
Mm.
But they just don't pay their wrestlers. I think the only way that WWE is going to stay a thing is if they get the kids still involved. If they can't keep that, I mean, all the old wrestlers is what people want to see.
What do you mean by old wrestlers?
Like,
when you say old wrestlers to me,
I'm like the people that came back, like CM Punk, Randy Orton, John Cena, all those people are nostalgia, Kane, you know, Undertaker.
Those guys are old, though.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, who came back? Rey Mysterio, he's wrestling a lot. His son is in there as well, Dominique. His Randy Orton's son is a future possibility.
Well, you and I and some of your friends went to a WWE event here locally, about 3 months ago?
So, yeah.
And
that was amazing, by the way.
Well, of course, in between matches, they're showing videos and crap of
the next and greatest moments, yeah.
Well, and you got, like, some of the wrestlers were talking, you know, on video. And I'm like, I don't know, I can't remember who this person was, but I'm thinking, it was a woman wrestler, or what it looked like a woman. And I'm thinking, that's a dude.
Yeah.
And so you guys went off somewhere and come back, and I go, do they have trans people in wrestling?
They do.
And you're like, yeah. And I'm holy shit.
There's a lot of them, actually.
I just don't.
I don't really watch wrestling anymore. I only watch it for the local events or the big
event. I remember in that event, though, they had was it a woman tag team?
Yeah, it was they're the championship. Yeah.
And that, who was the woman that came? I mean, she was huge.
I can't remember her name, but I've seen her recently.
It's like, holy crap, man. Even I wouldn't fight her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was huge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah. I mean, big faces came in.
I don't know. Wrestling seems to run in cycles, especially the WWE. I mean, they were on top of the world.
They just screw their guys over.
Well, but that's how the top guys.
That's how the business works.
Yeah. It's kind of like the circus, you know.
The circus.
The high wire guy gets paid more than the clowns.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Or the lions, the actual, the actual talent.
The lions.
Yeah. Or the elephants.
Yeah.
All
right, what else you got?
You know Fortnite, right?
I know of it. I've never played it. I've watched
never
you
played it. I thought, yeah, I thought I gave you the controller one time.
I can't play that. If back in my day, we had the Atari 2600.
Yeah.
You know, it was like forward, back, right, left.
Well, yeah, there's still forward, left, right, and you back, have,
and
shoot.
You, well, you had one joystick and a red button.
Yeah.
That was it. Now you got X, O, square, triangle.
R2,
R1. R1, R2.
L3.
You know, and that thing in the middle that you, what's that, R3?
No.
That big black thing in the middle.
Big black, that's the pause button. Oh, the D-pad? The pause button? Yeah, the D-pad.
I don't know.
This big one that you can click in? Yeah. This one? Yeah. That's the D-pad.
I usually, when I play games now, I usually just end up just getting all the buttons and just crushing them.
But new season of Fortnite, and you search this up right now. Search up the new season of Fortnite.
There's seasons of Fortnite?
Yes, and chapters. But they recently went to the AOG Fortnite. Great, great idea. But their owner recently gave it to somebody else. The owner, the CEO stepped down. So now it's a new owner.
Somebody owns this? I thought it was owned by
Microsoft. Epic Games. Epic Games. And they have a new CEO now.
So what do you want me to click on here?
Maybe just look at images. But it's...
So we're doing a search on the new Fortnite season.
It's Greek gods. Like mythologic gods.
Mm-hmm.
And holy moly, is that a price. Go back up. That is a 2017 factory sealed... Like, this is rare, but like not that rare. Somebody is selling a 2017 factory sealed.
Free.
It is, but you can also get this to get specific.
60,000.
Like,
okay, so what we're looking at here is on eBay right now, a 2017 Fortnite factory sealed PS4. What's WATA 9.8?
It's a game. Like what's that called? Like for comics, it's a.
Oh, the like
the grading. Okay, yeah, it's okay. The grading. It's the
how do you
it's
grade
the grading
a game.
Company.
It either works or it doesn't.
The like how good quality the ceiling is and how if there is any like random bumps in the cases.
Oh, it's never been opened?
No, it's factory sealed.
Oh, okay. I guess it does say that. Super rare.
Yeah, they're selling it for $60,000.
Let's say that again.
$60,000
or best offer.
Now, my best offer is $10.
My best offer would be you can keep
actually,
it.
No. I think it goes for $20, so I'll give you $20.
Is this an auction or a buy it now?
It's a buy it now, but you can make an offer.
Let's make an offer.
You want to make an offer?
Yeah. How much?
$25.
I say
$10. I said $10 first, but if you search it up, the game goes for $25, so let's go for $25.
Hang on. I got to log in.
I'll give you the other $15 if he accepts it.
I don't know. Oh, here we go with all this crap. Now you got how many stairs are in this picture?
How many containing a bumblebee in this photo?
Let's see.
Are you good at this? I think that middle one has a bumblebee. I think you're going to get scammed.
It's a caterpillar.
Are you sure?
No. You were right.
Oh, you are a human. Now this long little username. That just worked.
Yeah.
That's your email? Or is that your login?
That's my login.
Oh, okay. No password?
I don't. I'm trying to think what it is.
I'll step back for a second.
I don't think I've been on eBay forever. They made me mad, so I quit going there.
What, with the game you purchased?
I sold something and I...
You didn't get the money?
Well, in the past, as soon as you sold something, you got the money. And they stopped. I didn't know they stopped doing business with PayPal.
That's crazy.
And so what they do now is...
You're not typing in.
What they do now is they hold the money back because I called them and I go, what's this bullshit? I want my money before... Because I got an email saying as soon as it gets to the... Oh, fuck.
This is the longest process of all time.
So they said...
are we going to make an offer? $5 off? We could get this today.
So anyway, I get this email that says, as soon as we see that the package has arrived, we will release the money. And I'm like, I don't think so. I want my money.
Yeah. That's scammy.
Well, that's what I thought. So I call him. I actually found a number, and I actually got a hold of a guy.
We can actually get this in 4 days.
Not for shit. If I spend $60,000, it better be here in the next 5 seconds. Anyway, so I call this guy and I go, "What is this bullshit?" Because I've been on eBay shit for like 20 years. And he said that. He goes, "Well, I see you've been on here for 20 years." Yeah. I was like, "What the bullshit are you trying to pull on here?
You should know this already."
Well, no, that's not the way it was. And he explained it to me, and I said, "I don't care, man. I want my money." "Well, you have to ship it." I go, "Well, how do I know? What if it gets lost?"
Yeah.
"Well, I can assure you we have the money and we'll get." And I was like, "Well, I don't have a choice." So I had to do it. I got my money, but it was like, this is bullshit.
So this guy who's selling it has 2,806 reviews, and it's all 100% positive?
I don't know. Let's check it out.
That's what it says. Unless he's just lying.
I've gotten scammed a couple times on...
Yeah, I was right. 2,000 plus. Item is just as described. Great seller.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Perfect transaction. Transaction.
You don't know.
That was dumb of me.
That's a bunch of bots.
No. 2,000?
Oh, sure. You know how easy that would be?
I don't want to do that. Are you going to make an offer?
Yeah, well, how much?
I said 25.
How many people do you think have told him, "I'll give you $2? 25?
Zero. Why is it wants you to go down so much to 51,000.
So here's a note. The seller will be more likely to respond if your offer is around 45,000.
Well, that's no a business shit. Man. That's a businessman right there. $25.
25 bucks. Here we go.
Oh.
What, I gotta 26.81?
Wait, what? Oh, no. Review your offer. So this is your offer. If he accepts, that's the details. It's $1.
Oh, shit. On top of that, I got to pay tax?
Yeah, $1 and ship.
Bullshit.
Make the offer. That's how auctions get you, too, by the way. I know this isn't an auction, but... Okay. Are we not making the offer?
$26?
Yeah. Please re-enter... Oh, my God. Jesus. Are we not making this? Do you know your card number by heart?
Hell no. Okay, you talk. I'll go get it.
All right. So, you know, let's talk about... What do we want to talk about? There's... You know, I've gotten back into Pokemon Go. I started this when it came out. I'm only level 28, okay? I've been stuck there for a long, long time. And... You know, my friend got me back into it, and I'm addicted, and I don't know the new Pokemon at all, but it's getting fun again, and I enjoy it.
What are we talking about?
Pokemon Go. Oh, what is that?
Gotta get them all.
Yeah, I do, actually. I've realized that I might spend $20 on this game. So, are you entering in that 3-digit number on the back?
Well, I got to put the whole thing in, it says.
Dang, that's a long process. Currently, I'm catching a
Fococo. We better win this if I got to go through all this bullshit.
And hopefully I catch it. But, you know, it was a great game, but now the Pokemon are so much higher levels than it used to be. And that's a problem with me because I should have my levels higher than it was because that's, like, scammy.
I don't know anything about that.
I know, but you just told me to talk, so I'm talking.
All right, here we go.
Are we sending it?
$26.81.
Sold. Nah, not really, but.
Oh, he declined.
All automatic? Don't worry, you still have time to get this
item. We can make a new offer. Okay, 26.
I think that his lowest offer might be 45,000.
Right, screw this guy. Well, screw you. I'm going home. That's insane. $60,000.
Automatic turn down. But yeah, the season is Greek gods and mythology things. Let me see if I can pull it up, actually. But yeah, it's actually kind of cool. The game itself, the gameplay, iffy.
What is the point? I've watched you play it, and I still...
It's just a battle royale. I know you don't understand it. It's a battle royale. The last person standing.
A what?
The last team standing. Battle Royale. It's the last team standing or last player standing. It's really not a point, but it's just fun. Mm-hmm. It gives you something to do. And, you know, it's something that young kids get into. My little cousin who's in third grade is into it. This is the...
So do you have to pay for the new season?
No, you pay for the battle pass, but I don't really care.
Is that Hawkman?
Yeah, these are...
Those are comic characters.
No, these are Greek gods. Mythologic gods. Zeus right there. You can use a center bolt. It's kind of, you know... There's wings in the game. That's this girl's wings. Medusa's in the game. I think that's her name. I can't remember.
With the snakes?
Poseidon, yeah. Poseidon's right there. It's very bad.
Poseidon's a water guy.
Yeah, he was a water guy. He was literally water.
He's into water sports.
Yeah?
Yeah, like polo and Marco Polo.
Jason Momoa, I've never seen his is that Poseidon or...
that was Aquaman.
Aquaman? What's the difference? Well, I obviously...
One's a comic book character and one's a god.
Well, yeah, but isn't it basically the same thing? Are they based off of each other? Well, not probably, based off of each other, but...
Yeah.
Is this where we're trying to wrap it up?
Or? Sure. Yeah, we've been going almost an hour, so we probably should. So I want to wrap this up with a segment I'm calling Why Is This News? So my point here is to point out to everybody that there is no such thing as real news anymore. All these major news outlets are just, all they're doing, it's like, I used to watch this stuff religiously and get all worked up until I finally realized.
I don't, by the way.
They're
I'm just going to budge in here.
Huh?
I don't keep up with the news, but I'm just going
to
budge in there.
Well, I used to, especially during COVID, because the whole time during COVID, I was just a bundle of just anger.
Anger?
Anger.
Not sadness or any other emotion?
No, I was mad because I knew what was being done, and I was amazed how quickly most people just caved and said, okay, you want me to do this?
Yeah, that's true. But
you want me to wear two masks? I'll wear four. I'll wear so many that I can't breathe, and that'll solve everybody's problem.
That will make me go out the
door.
I
won't be a super spreader anymore. So anyway.
Just make this a poem.
So I realized this one night watching the news. I won't say what channel or who it was, but it was almost like watching the Super Bowl because it was...
By the way, that Super Bowl was terrible. I'm just going to... Yeah.
The beginning of the show, you had this dramatic music and all these crazy flying graphics and coming in. And it's just a news show. I mean, it's like...
Dun, dun,
yeah.
Yeah.
And in the course of the show, you know, the point was to get people worked up. And it was like...
It's always a grabber.
Yeah, and they'd get people worked up, and all right, you know, stay tuned because, you know, we always save the best story for last.
And also, most of the time, they don't even finish what they're saying.
Well, that's exactly. So, you watch this shit for an hour, and they get you all stirred up, and they go, okay, hang on for another 10 minutes. When we come back from this commercial selling my pillow,
they don't talk about it.
You know, well, they do, but then they'll say, and tomorrow,
yeah,
we'll find out what happened. I mean, yeah. It's like it's a reality show. It's not news. But anyway... So, I've got two websites pulled up, and I will say one's Fox News and one's CNN, just to be fair, because if you're anybody paying attention, you realize that both of these have an agenda. They have a point of view that they're trying to push. One is right, one is left. But
which one is which, by the way?
Well, Fox is right, supposed to be. CNN is definitely left.
Like, is it? Can you be conservative out on the right side?
That's what, yeah, the right side is conservative. Okay. Well, it depends. I've in my lifetime, I've voted all over the place because I usually vote.
Have you ever voted third party, though?
Oh, I used to vote libertarian all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you know anything about libertarian?
I barely know anything about this stuff.
Basically, the Libertarian Party, in a nutshell, is less government, let people do what they want. You know, government is for the administration of the country.
Okay.
And that's where it should end, which is where the Constitution reads. But anyway, where they lose people is their stance on drugs. They were like...
Is it like they don't want it?
No, they said, if you want to do drugs, do drugs. Okay,
so first of all, the president now, he posted on Twitter, by the way, that his whole campaign is about how he does not want to have marijuana illegal. He will not imprison anybody that has done it. And yet, even though Harris has done that with like 2,500-something people, but then again, they should have a talk about that, but...
Well, you know, politics, there's always...
There's always
a hidden agenda behind...
It's just getting your word out. But yeah.
But anyway, so getting back to why is this news? So the other day, I don't really read articles anymore because reporters aren't reporters. You read an article and all it is so-and-so on Twitter said this, or social media, the internet.
By the way, I like that part. The Twitter part, it's funny.
But the thing is, if I'm a reporter and I got a story, the way it used to work back in my day is I'd go talk to these people or call them on the phone at least. Now it's just like, they must just sit at their desk.
Just words.
They must just sit at their desk all day and monitor Twitter because, yeah. I mean, but that creates a false illusion of that's the real world, and it isn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I start just like looking at headlines and it occurred to me, I'm reading some of these and this stuff is obviously clickbait, some of the stuff they put on here. So I would actually say out loud to myself, why is this news?
Also, they have captions. I just noticed this. They have captions on the actual topic. So they have the topic headline, and then they have a caption, which I've never realized that.
Well, just as an example.
Odd logic?
Here's one. Saturday Night Live host strips down to underwear during monologue. Quote, surrender to the discomfort, unquote.
Also, no dress rehearsal as the caption.
Why is that news? Who gives a shit? I mean, seriously.
It doesn't even say the host.
Madonna calls out fan for not standing at concert, quickly backtracks after seeing why.
Wow.
Who gives a crap about Madonna?
I'd say decent amount of people. But they probably don't care about concerts.
I mean, some of the stuff in
Look at that. Look at what I was talking about earlier.
What? This?
It doesn't even say Fletcher Cox's name. It says Jason Kelsey, and it shows a picture of Fletcher
Cox.
Well,
yeah, because nobody knows who that guy is.
Well, they do.
That's how they get you to click
Jason
on
Jason Kelsey is...
So basically what they're doing is they're making you click on this shit so they can sell
for Jason Kelsey, and it gets...
Right. Yeah. So they can sell advertising saying, look how many clicks this article got. Give us money to run your ad. I mean, this stuff is just... I have to say, the worst thing... Look at this.
What?
You're going to tell me... What's her name? Giselle?
Gazelle? I don't know.
That's Tom Brady's ex-wife, right?
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Giselle forgets piece of clothing while posing for photos after tearing up over
woot,
time.
Woot, woot,
you're going to tell me...
Let's go!
How would you not know? And it shows a picture of her not wearing pants.
I think they're just lying.
How would you not know you're not wearing pants?
They're lying.
She did this for attention.
Yeah.
Hey, look, nobody's talked about me this week, so I'm going to go out with no pants on. Then I'm going to say, oops, I forgot to put my pants on.
Okay, so let's talk about this. All these things are above 3 people killed in a military helicopter crash at southern border identified. Why isn't that the top?
Because people won't click on it.
That's outrageous.
People would rather click on Giselle in her underwear than...
And just random sports stuff that doesn't matter. And you could just read that stuff on Twitter when this is an actual news site.
Well, that's my point. This isn't really news. It's how can I get you to click on this so I can sell advertising? But what's worse about Fox News' website recently is...
The New York Times is doing this.
Well, I think everybody's starting to do this.
Which is outrageous.
You actually want to read the article, you click on it, and if you want to read it, you either have to pay or you have to sign up and put your name out there so they can bombard you with emails and text messages and crap like that. So, obviously, they don't really care about spreading the news or being informative. They want your information. And they want your clicks so they can sell advertising. So let's see what's on CNN.
Pro-Biden dark money force is the first thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get into
politics. I don't even know what that means.
Just first official of Kate, Princess of Wales, has released amid a wave of speculation. Also, who gives a shit?
Also,
it's a different country.
I see a very big difference on... Just scroll a little bit, please. Look at...
Okay. Here, you want the mouse?
Yeah, sure, sure. The whole thing is not photos like Fox, and it's very unappealing to me.
It is, yeah. It's just words.
It's a lot of words. And it's a lot more than Fox, but it's not appealing.
But read some of it. Like, what people don't know about atheists.
What? Why Scarlett Johansson plays Sin?
Senator.
Oh, in SNL. Again, SNL is a major thing for some people. Oscars that happened a long time ago.
Oh, that's because the Oscars are happening tonight, I think.
Are they? Yeah. I thought they happened a while ago. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's relevant. I could be wrong on that. Food. I mean, at least they have their stuff categorized. There's Sean O'Malley.
Yeah.
There's the first post about a major fight that happened literally yesterday. It's really unappealing if you keep on scrolling.
Yeah.
Underscored. So these are Mario Day is here. Random stuff.
Parts of the U.S. will experience a total solar eclipse this April. View it safely with the best ISO compliant eclipse glasses.
I thought that wouldn't happen in many more years again.
So see, it's all about now we're going to sell you glasses so you can see the solar eclipse without frying your eyes. Like people don't know you shouldn't look at that with your bare eyes.
Also, this is the first post. Video shows Russian bombs with wings flying into Ukraine. This is the first post about a war that's going on.
Bombs with wings?
Yeah, who knows? It's a long video, though.
Oh, I know what we got to talk about sometime is Operation Paperclip.
Yeah. Actually, we're learning about that. We're learning about World War II in school right now.
That's some scary stuff.
I was going to bring up, because we were learning about random operations, I was going to go up to him and be like, are we not going to learn about Paperclip? Because that's like the certain things we were learning about kind of segues into it, and hasn't hinted towards it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll save this for another day, but I will say this about it. If you read some of the books I've read about that, and these are legitimate people who interviewed people that were there and were involved in it, but... That, after World War II, I think, is when the shift happened in the world, where the world
became
what it is now.
Yeah.
That was what started it. But we'll save that for another time. But it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We got anything else?
You know, I don't believe so.
All right. So news is not news. Don't fall for their BS and start clicking on stuff. And certainly don't give them your information, because all they're going to do is sell it to somebody and you're going to be bombarded with emails and texts and mail and who knows what.
Random ads that you don't even care about.
Yeah.
Like is what is playing right now.
Yeah.
The Charmin ad.
Yeah, the bear talking about how he's going to wipe his ass with...
With that ultra soft.
Jesus.
So soft. Sponsor us, please.
You know why they use bears, right?
No.
You ever heard that expression?
Going out to the woods or whatever? Yeah, yeah.
Only bears shit in the woods or something like that?
Something.
Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Hey, I guess we won't be getting Charmin as a sponsor. Or will we? All right. So we're going to wrap this one up. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. I am GT.
I am Daniel.
And this time on the mic is over.